getting into this.
Well, hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. We might even squeeze this into a previously or gonna be recorded episode. I don't know if this is a solo thing or not.
Oh, it's
But
solo, all right. It's all
okay.
mine, bitches.
Because we are here to honor Simon in his winning of the Oscar contest. He got the most correct votes. So we all had to watch Simon's pick, and now we're going to discuss it.
Oh, I
Simon.
hope Kate hated every minute of it, was my
Oh,
plan. I wanted Kate to come out with a little fake mustache and some fake eyebrows for me.
Kate will be decapitating people later,
I
you
was
know.
just hoping Monster Ball so we could have watched it for Kate, but Kate sucked, so she didn't win. But I did bring a new snack, Doug, just for you.
Okay.
Chester's Fries Chili Cheese. So, in honor of Chad having a third heart attack, or maybe fifth, who knows how many heart attacks, I'm going to
Right.
try these out tonight.
I'm hoping that's number four is my final one.
I think these are American. Yeah, they have no French on them because I know Chad doesn't understand French. So,
little.
Okay.
not
See,
bad.
I guess I can't speak it well. I understand it.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I
Okay.
can't speak it or understand it, so there you go.
I'm just saying, Canada's available for all you guys to come up here. We have lots of room.
I heard Toronto's the most United States country in Canada, so that kind of beats the whole purpose.
I don't live in Toronto. I'm just saying where I live near lake,
You live
body of
in the
water.
suburbs of outer
No, I'm
Toronto.
way beyond those suburbs. They do call me GTA, but I'm kind of just outside. I have a pool for Kate for the summer. Doug can go bird watching. In
Yeah.
Meisenheimer, I have a hospital nearby that you can get health care.
Right,
So you're
probably.
all good.
I know in the last 4 months. Whoosh.
So we got to let Doug introduce this movie, and then you guys can talk about it.
Okay.
We can't talk about Monster Ball because Kate lost.
Yes.
I'll get it in there someday.
Not a
All right.
chance.
So the movie we will be discussing is Master of the Flying Guillotine from 1976, written and directed and starring Jimmy Wang Yu.
Not
So
Chad Meisenheimer?
no, this isn't one of Chad's. This is unless he took a time machine and went back to the 70s.
I was gonna say, you look
Look at
great.
this guy. He does look he's from the 70s.
I mean, shoot, if I went back, it would actually have a story.
It does have a
Yes.
story.
What
A
are you talking
small
about? You smoking
one.
crack.
It had a 5 minutes worth of a story and
Yep.
then 20 minutes of fighting with characters we have no idea who the hell they are, don't care about them.
Nope.
This
Not a
Mortal
thing.
Kombat contest that
Perfect. Mortal
takes up
Kombat.
half the movie, but that has nothing.
So we'll start off
Okay.
there. Why
Yes.
did I pick this film? Because
Yes.
8-year-old me loves this crap.
Okay.
Still finish this to this day. I enjoyed every minute of this pile of crap. Complete pile of crap. Not denying it. Enjoyed every minute of it. Didn't care what happened. As long as Kate had to suffer through it, it made me happy.
And that's exactly what I did.
Yes.
I knew I had to pick something that was so far away from any interesting thing. No hot guys, no storyline, just bad Mortal Kombat action. I knew this was with the bell.
Well, I didn't think the action. I don't think the action was that bad. Like I actually thought that like the action sequences probably made it into made the movie. And I also liked the psychedelic soundtrack to it. I was like, so the music and the actual choreography of the fighting was really, really good. It's just I felt like they should edit it down a lot, one. And then, because it's like I said, kung fu movies aren't my favorite. Like I'm not really big into Asian cinema, but this is like China's like spaghetti western, so I kind of get what it's all about. But yeah, I just felt like it was the runtime was way too, and not even that, but it was also a sequel. This was a
Which
sequel.
I didn't know, which I'm really annoyed.
Wow. Well, it's the
I'm trying to
character
find the other
one-armed
movie I
boxer.
was going to make you guys watch, but I can't find it right now.
Probably Nomadland because it's garbage.
No, I'm
But
putting that on for you next year, buddy. We've already discussed it. Okay, well, I can just give you your other option. I was going to suffer and make Kate watch was Andrew Dice Clay and Terry Hatcher. I think it's called, I can't remember what it's called, but that was the other choice I had in my mind. I figured Kate would be
Not
pissed off with me
Fort
for that one.
Fairlane.
No, not Fort Fairlane. They did
No.
a movie with Terry
Okay.
Hatcher. And Terry
Yeah.
Hatcher can't act her way through a Meisenheimer film, so I
The
know we'll be good to go.
no. If she was in a Meisenheimer film, she would win an Oscar.
Was it called like the
Directing.
Bastard or something?
I'm looking it up. I'm
Yeah.
looking at that was my other choice, but I lost the name of the film.
I forget what it is because I'm a big Andrew Dice Clay fan.
Terry Hatcher. So, what did you think of this, Kate?
Actually, I was on board for the first like 10 minutes.
Would it have had the storyline?
Well, but when it was in the setup kind of part of this, and now that you say it's a sequel, that makes a lot more sense. Because I kept being like, why are we supposed to know or care who these people are? And the answer to that is, it's a sequel. So,
I
and it
didn't
is
know it
one
was a
of the ones
sequel.
where
I
it
picked it for the
informs the
name.
second one. But when we were watching, I was like, this is great. I like the Kill Bill movies. I like I'm here for the influence, like the original text of those. But then I was like, okay, I'm gonna do the opposite of what Simon says, where he's always like, nobody does anything. I was like, nobody says anything. Like, there's too much action. Like, I need slow things down, explain what are the stakes of this fight. Are people dying? Are they being murdered? It's unclear. Like,
Oh no, I think it's very clear.
No, that part's clear,
Yeah, they're going to kill them. They want to take over this place and wipe everybody out. That's clearly
yeah. Yeah, it was
stated.
like yeah, it was like a tournament thing. Like I said, I could definitely see where like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter like was really influenced by this movie, if you think
Oh,
about it. It
100%
was I was
Mortal
sitting
Kombat.
I was just like I was just waiting for some of this finish them and I'd be like, okay. I
We
was
said that a
just
lot.
like
Yeah. We heard this a lot. Like, get over
I figure when Doug and Kate go out for
Fatality.
lunch, Kate hands him the rest of her meal and goes, finish this.
Oh,
I was confused by the stakes. I was confused by because the tournament, these people looked like they were dying, but then the guy came in, with his guillotine, and then they're like, stop everything. You can't guillotine people. I was like,
yeah.
what have we been doing? Like, that's also our version had the dubbing would randomly drop out. They'd be like, English speaking people don't need to know what's happening here. Like, that's,
Yeah.
don't worry about it. It's fine. It's filler.
I was trying to watch this. I'm like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
Literally, no, I don't understand what's going on. I'm like, me and Meisner should just do a podcast filling in the gaps of the
Yeah,
storyline.
yes. Oh, because did you guys watch it on YouTube?
We watched it on
Yes.
something called Fossum.
No, that's what I watched
Oh,
it.
okay.
Fossum. You're right. I watched on Fossum.
See, that probably would have been a better thing because I watched it on YouTube, so I had like it was like the like third rate version of like look like you put against a wall or something.
It had
Well,
this
the reason
film
is
and the
that,
new
oh yeah,
film by
this
Meisenheimer on the
was
double
like
bill.
VHS quality
Yeah. Oh
image. It
yeah, it was
wasn't,
mine
yeah.
was too. Yeah, I was sitting there, I was like, ooh. Yeah, because you could see like the tracking was going on and stuff. So I was just like, oh, okay. But I was cheap and watched it on YouTube. I'm like I said, the movie had potential. I'll see what they're trying to do, but there was no, like I said, no plot. Like the fight sequences and the action was cool, but I wish it was shorter. That was my main complaint. I hate
Shorter.
long,
I would like a
shorter.
plot. I was just looking for a general
See,
plot.
not all movies need plots. Like, if it has a theme or like it was something like a concept, like I know a bunch of weird artists, filmmakers are like, I make movies kind of things. Like Andrew Hooper, or why are you pointing at, who are you pointing at?
You, Chad
Oh,
Meisenheimer.
my movies have plot and
I saw a
acting.
short lately that had a really bad squirrel in it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that movie's gonna curse me, I think.
Doug
This movie could
is
have used
I'm
your squirrel. Is that what you're saying? Squirrel? A really
the
bad
squirrel
squirrel?
is off. I'm still waiting because this is something I'm gonna ask for later, but I'll bring it up now. I'm waiting for Doug and Kate need to do a 10-minute review of the latest Chad Meisenheimer review, and I'm posting it because I won't do it. So this is Doug's only assignment this year so far.
I don't care. We can use more reviews. Like I stopped giving review. Like I have like a bunch of people to do it. But like I said, I've been so sick. I have not even like sent reviews and stuff to other people. I'm still waiting for more film festivals and all
Well,
that
he's
fun
nicer
jazz.
than I am. Doug might like it, so.
That is true. I do tend to find things I like in films, even movies I don't like, but yeah.
So what did you like in Masters of the Flying Guillotine?
I did like the one fight when they lit the under like the metal floor on fire and they're like fighting in an oven. I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, I really didn't get the whole tournament aspect of it because it didn't really add anything to the story. It just took up time. And the one guy who was the one-armed fighter in the tournament with the blue gi, I saw his arm. When he's lying on the ground and he jumps up, you can see his real arm under his body pushing himself up. So it was cheap. I
Yeah, the
mean,
CGI budget must have been just
yeah.
in the toilet here. Like, what are we doing?
I said, 8-year-old me loves this. I'm telling you, I enjoyed every bit of this film. It's a piece of junk, but I enjoyed it. Listen, the
I
end fight
did.
scene I thought was very good.
The end fight scene was okay. I wanted it to be more Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan has a personality and he brings the audience in. I felt like the two people fighting, there was no charisma there. It was just out of just kind of boring. I wanted more Jackie Chan to it, I guess.
Or Jack, Kate, can you explain to him this is not Jackie Chan? Those are good movies.
No,
This is a punishment movie.
in proper hands with different actors, this could have been actually really entertaining to watch.
Is.
And
It's called Mortal Kombat.
right, yeah, exactly.
This
Street
is what
Fighter too.
no, Street Fighter's terrible. Do not watch Street Fighter. Mortal
What
Kombat,
Street
the
Fighter?
first one's excellent.
Okay, yeah, first. Oh, no, I actually like Street Fighter. I ain't gonna lie.
No, you didn't.
I did. I was,
No, you
yeah,
didn't.
I liked it.
Eight-year-old Chad loved it, I'm sure.
Yeah,
Wasn't
well, I don't.
it with another Street Fighter? They're
Yep.
Yeah.
redoing it? Yeah.
Oh, I've seen them all. I've seen the legend of
That one.
Chun-Li. You're
Oh,
gonna have a new one coming up.
they have a new one. Yeah, that
I'll
one looks.
watch it.
With
Yeah.
Jason Momoa as
Kyle?
Baraka.
Yep.
No, not
Oh,
Baraka.
really? Not
Yes.
Baraka.
Oh, that's
The
right.
Brazilian guy who's green
Oh,
or
Blanka.
Blanca, yes.
I should just go play Street Fighter right now. It's
You
like.
should.
I know, right? I'm sitting there, I'm like, I know it's funny because I used to have, like, I'm not a big video game person, but I did have that video game as a kid.
I have a 5,000 video game thing I bought myself that has all 80s games on it, so I can play NARC and Street Fighter.
Oh,
And
that's cool.
so that gives me something. That was my present to myself 1 year.
Yeah,
So I still think there's more to this film. I mean, the martial arts I thought were pretty solid. I wish it
martial
had
arts
more of
was.
a story, but I enjoyed the martial arts. I love those school settings. It seems every martial arts film is a martial arts school. Nobody seems to ever learn martial arts by themselves. It's just, oh, I'm going to school. You must get better. Everyone, they must get better. Now, why was the guy's daughter even in this fight if she wasn't good enough? The guy even told her, you're not good enough.
That so many times I was like, this woman's gonna need all the therapy. Like,
I
that's
mean,
not
she
nice.
seriously needs some therapy by
But
then. And then she gets her ass just whooped.
she won her fight though.
She held her own.
She won her fight in the tournament.
Doesn't she come back?
No?
Yeah, she
Well,
come
she comes back in the tournament and then they're
because
like, oh, someone's decapitating people. We gotta get them
yeah.
out of here.
And then the one
Yes.
guy who was dressed like Raiden said, you should come to my school in Japan. I think you have potential.
And she's gone. So there must be a third one that we get her
Yeah.
story,
The, a
maybe.
low-key feminist movie. There you
Yeah.
go.
China ahead of their time.
Yes. I mean, I did
Fair
with
enough.
the scene with all the in the chicken coop. I was like, in this, all of the chickens were injured in the making of this movie.
Oh,
Like,
God,
there's no way that they
100%.
cared about a single one of those acting
I'm just
animals.
trying to figure out, when I'm making this movie, do I use the same extras for the next Kung Fu movie that I see filming over the hill? Do
Yeah, of
they just
course.
go from one film to the next? Hey guys, I need you here tomorrow at 2. Gotcha. Okay. And the
Yes.
same guys show up in the same outfits tomorrow at 2. I'm
What, did you think there
convinced
was
that.
an extensive casting call for the people in the background? Like
Yes.
800,000 warriors came to try out for this
Did you
film.
see that school? Like, it's packed.
It's true. It was very well attended. People want to learn how to jump on the basket, Simon. Where am I going to learn that? Like,
Well, I've been
that's
looking for
not in a
that
regular
this.
curriculum.
I thought I found one in Jersey, but got canceled the basket jumping class.
Every time,
Yes.
it's a lost art.
It's such a lost art, you know. I was showing
Sad.
up, it had a guy that looked like Doug, and I'm like, I'm going. There's Doug.
I'm
I thought it
going.
was.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
Doug said he had improv
ChatGPT is
classes.
taking our basket jumping. It's
Yeah.
this is AI is ruining our basket
So
jumping
upsetting.
classes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So since this is the Oscar show, do we have results to talk about the Oscar, Doug? The points? Do you actually have them to talk about? I would like to
Say,
talk about four
I think you
spots.
only won by like one or two points,
Doesn't
Simon. So
matter. A win's a
it's
win.
I'm not denying your W. I'm not taking that away. I'm
I
just
mean,
saying. All
certain
right.
presidents say they obliterate somebody. That's a win. Obliterated, which means to nothing. Still have my
I'm
fingers crossed.
looking up the results.
You gotta scroll back through all your
Yes.
texts. Oh yeah, I'm gonna make a big. We
Like,
knew this was coming.
it's
It's just like, I got it. Is this what he does all day? Is chat with you? I see how it is.
No,
You don't have
Doug.
to worry about me having a side piece. I have Simon.
That's Simon. Like,
He doesn't. Doug loves my text. Where are you? What time are we doing this?
Right. Be like, he's
I
like
mean,
still
Kate,
alive.
I figured you were going to try to get out of this. And at my doorstep, I was going to find a nice New York Krispy Kreme donut, is what I was
Ooh, that
hoping.
sounds good. Oh.
I keep my promises. We made an agreement, a gentleman's agreement. I keep up with my side.
No. Fa this is a family show. It's a family agreement. We're all in the same boat of extra features.
Okay. Well, first of all, the movie you were looking for before is Brain Smasher, A Love Story. That's the
That's
Andrew
it.
Dice
Now
Clay,
you
Terry
almost
Hatcher.
got that. Well, next year you will be getting that because I haven't
Okay.
watched it by then.
And the final scores of the Oscars were Simon with 18, 18
Damn.
correct. Doug, I got 14. Kate
That's
got 13. And Chad, you had 12.
right. So
That's
I
better
would
than I
like to
thought.
discuss the people with 12 is what I was looking for.
Oh,
Really, Chad? That's like 50%. It is a pass.
that's the story of my life, man. Everything, you know,
Just
I
sliding
average. Just
by.
sliding by. Yeah.
So, Kate, if you had one, would your film have been Monster Ball? Or you're just bugging
No,
me?
absolutely not. Here's the thing, Monsters Ball has actually has redeeming parts in it. Heath Ledger, RIP, Halle Berry is in there
The
swinging
sex
the
scene.
fences. Yeah, there's a
Sexy.
sex scene.
I
What's funny, I do remember all the guys. I think they came out when I was in like high school. I remember the dudes talking about like there's a sex scene with Halle Berry, and then seeing the movie myself and being like, this makes me never want to touch another human being again. This is like the least sexy, most traumatizing. Like
agree.
she's sobbing through the entire. I was like, I
Hold
was like, if this was kind of before the internet really became where people
on,
could go
Doug.
for
Are you
these
listening to
things.
this? Because you're the one currently dating her. So it's, do you want to get into
I'm
this? Like, this is crazy.
like, this is Jesus.
I'm covered. I bounced back.
Oh, okay.
I
I didn't know where that was going. I just had to ask.
guys, I still hate everybody. I don't. We're actually in separate rooms right now.
I'm the one who cries through the whole thing.
It's all right, Doug. As I said, I'm your side piece. Just send me a text. I'll be here for you, babe. I'm here for
No, I would have been hard pressed to find something truly terrible that you guys, because I feel like you've tackled some of the bad. You've done Madame Web, right? Did you cover that
Oh,
one?
yeah,
I
we
don't know
did
if we
cover. What's
did.
that? Was that the
Just ask Doug about her Minnelli marathon. He'll tell you the pain he's been in.
Madam
God,
Web. Madam Web
yes.
is the like the
Dakota
Spider-Man.
Johnson.
Yeah,
Yes,
the
it's all
Dakota
right.
Johnson.
No,
Yeah,
it wasn't.
sorry.
Chad, you like junk.
Listen, it was just ripe with things to rip apart. As
Oh,
and
yeah, most definitely.
I don't mind the superhero movies that are kind of bad. I actually kind of enjoy those. This was just like it made no sense. It was like there was no editor. They were just like, that's
What do
fine.
you mean? You can't drive the same taxi cab that's stolen around for 3 months? That's
Yeah.
not okay.
There was like, I think we need to go back to Brazil. And then they were there in like 2 minutes. It's like, oh, okay. Just they let me on the plane with all my Madame Web gear. Like, it's great.
Doug, I'm sure, would have gone to his. Oh, sorry, Kate. Have you seen Doug's vast array of Criterion collection?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've yet to see the video. I've been asking for 3 years, but I'm sure it's coming one day.
I've sent you pictures. Which one
No,
is
see,
it? Yeah, we got to organize it,
yeah.
but
I figured Doug would just magically pick one off the shelf and see it, think it as his movie.
Actually, I didn't look back in the past to see if this had been reviewed, but
You can ask.
I probably would have picked First Reformed. It's one of Kate's favorite movies, and I've never seen it. So,
Ethan Hawke one?
yeah,
Yes.
That was a
Oh,
great movie.
great
That was a
film.
great that was a great
Great
film.
film.
Yeah,
I've
the
seen it.
Paul
Yeah, he
Schrader,
was. I
Ethan
like
Hawke.
it.
Yeah.
We didn't do it on the show, but I have seen it. It's really good. The ending
No,
is
it's
awesome.
a phenomenal
Yeah.
film, but isn't the point of this the winner gets to pick a bad movie for
No,
the
you can pick
other
whatever you want. I was
Yeah.
going to
All
pick
right, all
John
right.
Dillman, but I
Yeah.
figured Kate would have killed
I
me.
didn't even know I had the option to pick a good movie. The challenge
Doug,
was
you
to
were
make
this
people suffer.
close. It was Brain Smashers. I thought of John Dillman too. I go,
Oh,
Doug's going to kill me
the
if I make him
three-hour
watch the
movie.
3 hour movie. I'm like, Doug will kill me.
Have you ever seen the movie Retarded?
No.
It's like
No.
a it's a it's like from Bay Area filmmakers, but it was like years ago. They did a first movie was called Monstered. It was about like a killer poop. And then Retarded is when the guy who created the poop create like he turns up his whole class of Down syndrome students into zombies. Like it's
I've
one of the
watched
most politically, you gotta check it out. It's called Retarded. Like re and
Okay.
dead. Retarded. You
Let's go
got
back to the
Oh,
Oscars
I
for a
see.
second.
Okay. You gotta check it
Did
out. You thank me for it.
Anybody
Go
have a favorite?
incognito mode and then search for this.
Yes.
I don't want this on our
did
algorithms
anybody have a good Oscar moment this year? Did they watch the Oscars? Chad may probably may not have.
Yeah, I watched the Oscars. I had it on Hulu, so I was like, yay.
It's on Hulu. Is that where I'm supposed to find it?
That's where I found it on.
Yeah, we
Because
had that at
I
one
don't
point
have
in
regular
Canada.
TV. I'm cool, you know. I paid extra money for streaming.
We don't have Hulu in Canada, so it doesn't exist.
It's under Disney Plus.
Yes, I
Guess I'm
can see
just
it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. Sucker.
Yeah.
All I hear is excuses. About time. About time.
Yes. That we win.
Are you going on about my about again? Is that what
About
you want?
a boot. Hey, Mr.
There
We're
we
not
go.
friends. A boot.
Listen, I got to give Ryan Coogler and the other guy that won, whose name's forgetting
Michael
about
B.
me.
Jordan?
Yes, excellent.
Jesus
Wonderful
Christ.
speeches. Wonderful. I did enjoy those moments. And when they put Golden and played them out, I was laughing so hard. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Don't care. Bye.
See, I really dug the, what was it, the technical awards. Like I get like the above the line stuff I kind of get bored with because it's just like okay, it's all a big circle jerk. So just like already like I probably if I really wanted to, I'd be like I knew who probably win all of it. But it's just like being in the business and then being in that inner like outer of the inner circle kind of thing. You kind of got like a bad taste for it if that makes sense. Like I don't know how to explain it. Like I would gladly take an Oscar, but I'm not going to campaign for my shit. That's why I
Oh, I
cracked up
am
when
100%. I'm going to be tagged with
that's
it.
why I, that's what cracked me about Sean Penn. When he won, he did not campaign for it at all. He's like, I'm not going to the Oscars, blah blah blah. That's sort of would be like me. I'd be like, hey, if one of my films gets nominated for an Oscar, if it's I like how you cover your mouth. Okay, like, but I would like I even when I go to film festivals and stuff for my films. Like, I don't like it on me. I rather it on the work and the actors who are on the screen. Like, that's how I
I
look
feel
at
the
it.
same way with extra features. I give it all to Doug, all the praise to Doug.
Well, you
I
never
smell.
forward those emails to me.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
Really?
I smell
Kate,
something.
have you been
I
deleting
smell
emails
BS. I smell moose
again?
dookie.
So, is there anything else about Masters of the Flying Guillotine other than you all hated it? It has no plot.
I didn't
Could have been
hate
of
it.
the.
I
Oh, it
would
was
never
bad.
see. I see. That's the thing is, it's like bad is subjective. Like the older I gotten, I've been like, well, it's subjective. It's not for me. Or it's like, I would like to see get remade. That'd be kind of interesting. Maybe make
Well,
like
get
a.
on
Yep.
that, Meisenheimer.
No,
Yeah, go for it.
I'm like, that'd be kind of interesting to be remade. There's certain films that'd be kind of interesting, like other 80s movies and stuff being remade. But it had its moments. Like I said, I did like the cinematography, especially the fight cinematography. The fight choreography was actually really amazing, for especially for that time. And then, like I said, the score, I really liked the score, which is weird. Like, I had like little moments when I was watching it, I put down what I liked. Only thing is, like, I hate the, like the yeah, choke, big boy, choke, choke. Let's see it. Faces of death. Come on, let's see it. see, but no, it's just like I hate movies when they're so super long. This movie could have been what, 80 minutes, maybe 85
I
minutes
agree.
tops, and
I'm with
it
you
would have been
100%.
a pretty decent sharp
I
movie.
doubt it.
I
Kate,
don't know. I think it could be.
my timer's done. Go ahead, Kate.
Me? Oh,
No, the other Kate that's on the show.
I said my piece on this. Like, I think it,
Kate, you're done. Get on.
yeah. I don't want to beat
Yeah.
it
Oh, you can
to
beat
death.
it to death. It deserves to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I got nothing else to say on this. The one fight was pretty cool when they were on the sticks and there were the swords poking out of the sand. I like that fight.
Okay. I guess there's only one thing left to say, Kate. What is it?
What is it?
Oh, Doug,
What is against you? What?
have you
You don't
not?
listen to us.
No, what? I'm sorry. I'm trying to be. Oh my
Well,
God,
I
this is the
guess,
actor's nightmare.
Chad, do you know the end saying?
What one? Oh, the end
No.
saying that, like, if it was made, we review it or
Are you,
something like that?
he's so close.
I
Doug,
butchered
if
it.
they make it.
We will watch it at Simon's request.
You guys say that at
Yeah.
the end of every show? That's your button line? Is if they make it,
Yeah.
we'll watch it at Simon's
Well, no,
request?
it's not always. It's not always at Simon's request. I tend to throw in an extra
If you make it, we will watch it or
button at
something
the
whatever you want to
like
say, Kate. Goodbye, all.
that. All right. All right,
Good
bye.
night, everybody.